This is the Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up. Thanks to our friends at CUB. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. Buy a beer voucher and CUB will match your donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. It's good to be back.
Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
G'day, Dangerous Dave here. No Mick and Jane, they're back July 13. I hope you're well for this Thursday. Thanks for tuning in to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. You know, beer taps are firing back up, and to celebrate, Carlton and United Breweries have taken the tap torch to pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au to support your local today. Coming up this afternoon, Mick and Jane's COVID counselling. Now, we know times are tough, particularly some suburbs in the north of Melbourne have gone back into lockdown, and that'll be really tough right now. Some COVID counselling, because when I think of relationship advice, I turn to Mick Malloy. That's coming up a little later. One of our favourite bogans as well, Nick Cody, dominating breakfast radio in Brisbane. He's a ripper. He'll be joining us. We'll be talking about the great chip that is Arnott Shapes, not a biscuit, and Denise Scott. In fact, Scott is going to join us right after this and tell us how she was publicly shamed just a couple of weeks back. Denise Scott next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy. Dangerous Davey. No Mick and Jane. Back July 13. Thanks for tuning in. And we're here thanks to Carlton and United Breweries. Beer taps are firing up again to celebrate. They are taking the tap torch to pubs across Australia. Might be coming to your local. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. Michaela Cash, she has the best hair in politics. Oh, man, that's strong hair. She's going to join Jane and Mick in the second hour because she's got a love of Indian food, apparently. Hey, speaking of hair, Denise Scott, she was publicly shamed about her hair recently.
Denise Scott, how are you?
Hello, I'm great.
Are you really, or are you just, are you showbiz great?
I'm showbiz great. I'm just putting on a fake front. I'm deranged. I had a big event happen. I've been on Twitter a bit.
Yeah.
And look, I put something, I suppose, that revealed a little bit about my political preferences.
Okay.
And Twitter, it's a lot of positives, but the
they came
deluge,
for you, didn't they?
They came. Oh, my God, you could hear them marching across this wide brown land mix. Hundreds of abusive messages calling me a communist, a fascist, a socialist, that I loved Hitler, that I'd slept with Hitler. I wasn't born then, idiots. Anyway, I'm like, but this is what I want to run past you, because this is where it got personal.
Okay.
Someone said, and she, meaning me, wears that crazy fringe. No woman over the age of 8 should wear a fringe.
Oh, my. She's fringe-shamed you.
Wow.
Fringe-shamed?
Like, jeez. I've heard it all now. I will not have that. I know.
He's got a point.
I was about to get off social media for the rest of my life. What did you say, Mick?
She's got a point.
See, this is the thing. I want to know, Mick, and you can be honest. I can take it. When I've been to visit you...
Yes.
At your house. No. In the studio.
Yes.
When I've left, have you said, why does she wear that crazy fringe?
To be honest, I think the fringe is the least of your problems. I go, it's just...
Denise, you asked for that.
Let's just park the
bloody
fringe.
Hell. You know better than that.
Denise, I wouldn't change
anything.
A thing. You're awesome. There should be a statue of you.
I agree.
Just as
we
you
love
are.
You. As yeah. In the words of Billy Joel, we love you just the way you are.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries who have taken the tap torch to pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au to support your local today. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Roast the Week Off. Dangerous Dave here. Nick Cody in the second hour is going to join us. And tomorrow it's Jim Jefferies on the show. But right now, look, during these tough times for a lot of communities still in Australia, lockdown is still happening. So Mick and Jane threw open the phone lines to take your calls. It's our COVID couple counselling service.
John, are you having trouble at home? Yes?
Don't start.
My mate, he's ringing me for advice. Jeez. John, your relationship's hanging by a thread. Why?
Yeah, so we've got, in isolation, we've been trying to find things to do. So we've been playing Monopoly.
Great, good on you.
It's been going well until we're getting really serious about it now. So my wife won't trade any of the properties, and the game goes on and on and on.
Oh.
Wow.
Hang on. She won't trade properties, won't trade hotels, won't trade...
No, oh, she just sits on it so that she accumulates, you know, cash.
You can't build until you've got all the streets within a set. So you can't get good money and you can't end the game.
John, I'm surprised that she lets the game linger, because my idea is fast game's a good game, Monopoly, which is impossible.
Yes.
And I want it to be over as soon as possible. Mm. So that's a nice sign that she enjoys playing with you.
No, she's tormenting you. She's tormenting you.
She is, yeah.
Does she generally win? Does she win?
Yeah, yeah, she wins, because I end up giving up and giving her trades that I don't want to do.
This has got tip the board over and storm off written all over.
Correct. I mean, John, that's the way the Monopoly game usually ends in my house. Just I do have teenage boys. But
just do it. Or otherwise, withhold tip sex. That works too. Right. Just say.
Okay. Good advice. Yeah.
Mark's on the
Hello,
line.
Hello, Mark.
Well, it's been happening the whole time. It just seems to be exasperated now, because my wife, the entire time I've known her, refuses to take the garbage bin out to the main bin. She'll actually go to the trouble of taking the bin out of the cupboard. She'll sometimes even tie up the knots on the garbage bag, but she leaves it in the middle of the
Okay.
And it's got to the point where I walk in and I see it and I break down.
Yes. Mark, very simple, leave her.
Who puts the bins out at your place, Jane?
It's a shared scenario between the grown-ups.
Am I going to get in trouble here by saying traditionally that would be? I would have thought picking up dog poo, putting out bins,
I do it.
Specifically outdoor
No, we share the load because there's so much rubbish in our house. But no, you can't. If you go to the trouble of knotting it up, you take it
to the outside
bin.
That's right.
And is it who puts the last thing in that's full has to remove it?
Yes.
That's when you start to get some very creative...
creative stuffing.
Some bin work. I like it. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
I think
Mark.
We have time for Phil, have we?
Yeah. He's going.
Yeah, good.
All right, I've just read what you're about to say.
Yes, Phil.
Yourself. Yeah, I help with the washing. I do the dog poo. I do the mowing, so it's none of that. But since you're doing the counselling, I just want to ask Shane, what is the nicest way that I could mention to my partner that she's sort of changing a little bit of shape.
Okay. Now, this is a real thing in lockdown.
Very brave of you to ring, too.
And I respect you, Phil. Abort. No, not abort. No. No. She will be well aware of it, so you don't need to point it out. Here's what you do is, I have been reading something and put it on yourself. Say, I think I might have porked up a bit. And I'm going to go light for the next couple of weeks. Do you want to jump on board with me? And you just sort of, how about that?
That's good advice.
Yeah, well, she keeps telling me, it just goes straight to her butt. But I sort of thinking, maybe rounding up on a hip, baby, I don't know.
Yeah, well, when a bird starts rounding up on the hip, that's when maybe we put the barbecue shapes in the cupboard. I'll tell you what, help her out and clear your cupboard of any temptation.
Stop bringing home prawns and oysters, you reckon?
Yeah.
No, prawns and oysters are all right. Just don't have bread.
Just occasionally say something nice like, I really love you, you little fatty. you know what I mean? You go, just something that makes her feel special.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, they're taking the tap torch to pubs across Australia. You can visit loveofyourlocal.com.au to support your local today. In the next hour, Nick Cody is going to join us. He is dominating breakfast radio in Brisbane at the moment. He's such a ripper. He's a funny guy. He's got some bogan news coming up for us in a moment as well. But right now, it's time for the big debate.
I like how passionate our production team are, and I like how
simple they are. Like, if that's the topic du jour.
It did spark my interest,
so,
I must say.
I walked out to the production area where the guys sit out here, and I said, can I have a chip? Winnie's going, I beg your pardon, they're not chips, they're biscuits. And it was the shapes.
I don't sound like that, thank you.
I don't think she wobbles her head like that.
It was very Benny Hill of you, actually.
Well, I just thought.
Oh, so we've got the barbecue shapes and you're...
Can I have a chip?
Can I have a chip?
Cheddar shapes, they were.
Yeah, but there were no chips there.
That is not a chip, it's a biscuit. And the big argument started.
Oh, so biscuit's what you dunk in your cup of tea. That's a biscuit.
No, but they can be both. They're savoury and sweet.
Wow, they're in the chip family, aren't they?
Speaking of Dave Simon.
No, they're not.
And we're away.
Dunking a biscuit in a cup of tea.
Oh, I love it.
What about a cracker? What's a cracker?
That's a chip.
Oh,
that's
what
a dry biscuit.
It's not
How
a chip.
How dare you?
A cracker's a chip.
No, it's not.
It's in the chip family.
A chip is a
you
chip.
You are a twit. It's not
What's
a chip.
Wrong?
If you're at a party and
you've got a... Crackers, you identify a cracker and go, would cheese go on top of that? Bang.
Yes, yes. Correct. Cracker. It's a dry biscuit.
Well, you wouldn't, you wouldn't put cheese on a barbecue shape.
On a chip?
you don't dip a barbecue shape, do you?
You don't put cheese on a biscuit.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Oh, like a Monte Carlo. Here, put a bit of cheese on that.
No. Oh, but that's what's a very crusket? Myopic of you.
What's a crusket?
A biscuit.
Yes.
Oh, no. Biscuit. Cardboard is what that is. Crusket. It's those.
All right.
Anything,
I think we're all
ganging
up on
you. Do you know there's a brand called Chicken in a Biscuit, which is part of the Shapes range?
Yeah, they're out of business.
It's a biscuit.
They're no longer.
No, they got them back. Yes, you can get Chicken in a Biscuit.
Really?
Oh, you, yes. But
who's buying water crackers?
No one.
Idiots. Oh, I am. I buy water crackers. I put them on my Saturday's platter day.
Saturday's platter day. Out come the water crackers. What goes on your water crackers? Be beluga or some kind of caviar?
Oh, it's a bit of a soft brie.
You know, there's nothing more disappointing when you come home drunk and the pantry's empty, but all that's left is a box of water crackers.
Water crackers.
Oh, man. Or the please be pepper crackers. Please be pepper. Oh,
they would have come from a hamper that you were given at Christmas, too, because no one goes buys those.
People I don't do those. Those. Oh.
So what's a chip?
I make all those myself.
A chip is what we've got in front of us.
I don't include kettle chips in any conversation about chips.
Oh, no,
a chip.
You won't.
Like a salt and vinegar chip, a plain chip, a chicken chip.
Smith's
chips. Okay, calm down.
I'm very passionate about
it. What about wrinkled? Do you think the wrinkles are good?
Crinkles or wrinkles?
A wrinkled chip.
They're not
a
wrinkles.
Crinkled.
Wrinkled. They're shot of both.
Oh, God, this is a whole different debate.
Rob's on the line.
I say Dave's an idiot. If it comes in a box, it's a biscuit. You don't go to the shop and buy a box of chips.
Hello, cheesels are in the chip family, and they come in a box.
Oh, here he comes.
Cheesels are cheesels.
Rob, what about a Pringle? Bang.
Nah,
that's a cylinder. Is it a chip?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, you're an idiot.
Can I tell you my... can I tell you... All right, calm down, Dave.
Okay, I'll get
can I tell you my issue with Pringles?
What's that?
Yeah. So the first couple taste great, and then you just go off them. I can never finish
you on
a canister.
You know what? Right. And they're always, for me, eaten... When you're in a hotel room or something
so
else.
So shattered,
and it's like so unsatisfactory.
Yep,
I do like the sour cream ones though.
I think if it's already flavoured, it can't be a biscuit, can it? If you've got a
it's clear as a bell.
You don't go dipping it, you don't go dipping a shape, Jane.
No, you don't dip a shape.
You can't put anything on a shape. It's pre-flavoured. Tell me what a cracker is.
A cracker is just a plain crisp bread. Like a
crisps
are in the Defenoir or a cracker.
Crisps are in the chip family, though, right? Crisps are chips. Yeah.
Chips are potato.
The wrinkled ones?
Yeah.
They are potato. The and Mick, what happens? They're not wrinkled, they're crinkled.
No, they're wrinkled. I'm describing them.
Hence the term crinkle cut.
Leanne is on the line. Leanne, what's your point?
Well, there's only two things that are chips, and that is corn chips and potato chips. Everything else is a biscuit.
What about sweet potato? You can get those.
Sweet potato what?
Chips.
If they're in a packet. But dangerous. Look, I usually on your side for everything.
Thanks, Leanne.
Like for the $56 thing.
Yeah, and that was outrageous.
That was outrageous.
Wasn't it? Thank you.
But you are totally wrong when it comes to shape.
This is what I mean. Calm the phone. Leanne, you got to blow a foofa valve.
I know.
By the way, foofa is the name of a brie Jane sometimes uses.
It's a blue cheese.
It's a blue cheese. We're saying corn chips are chip. You dip a corn chip.
Yeah, you can dip all kinds of chips.
Dip a corn chip, yes. I will allow that.
Yes. But there goes the theory of non-chip dunking.
No, that's not
because a corn chip's not a potato chip.
Can you dunk a corn chip into your tea?
No, and that's why it's not a biscuit.
Oh my God, Leanne's going to have a heart attack.
But where do you stand on cruscuits?
Cruscuits are a biscuit. Cruscuits are a biscuit.
Bernie will put this to bed. Bernie,
well, Mick, how are you?
I'm very good.
Hello,
thank you.
Jen.
Digging your Irish accent.
Thank you.
Kennedy from County Cork.
What do you got?
Now a chip is hot.
Ah.
A crisp is a chip.
Yes.
A biscuit is sweet.
Thank you.
And a chip is a cracker.
Oh, my God.
Somebody
You've
has
studied
answered
this
all
at university.
Questions. Well done,
that's not
Bernie.
Bad.
Kennedy Malloy. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Oh, you can almost smell it. The weekend, not far off now.
Thursday, Dangerous Dave here. No Mick and Jane. They're back July 13. Although you can keep in touch with the guys. They're on all the socials. Jane_L_Kennedy. That's where you'll find her on Instagram and at Mick Molloy on Twitter as well. But Kennedy Molloy is where you find us on the Twitter with this show. Hey, coming up this hour, Michaela Cash. She loves Indian food. She's going to ring the show. She's an absolute character. We'll be hearing from her. Nick Cody, he's going to join us right after this with some bogan news. And we're here thanks to Carlton and United Breweries too. The beer taps are firing up right across Australia. And to celebrate, CUB have taken the tap torch to pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au to support your local today. All right, Nick Cody next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Kennedy Molloy. Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, this is Kennedy Molloy's Rostered Week Off. I say Rostered Week, it's actually 2 weeks because, well, it's July 13, the return, and my maths tells me that's a week and a bit to go. July 13, they will return. One of our favourites is Nick Cody. He's an out and proud bogan.
Grew up in a suburb called Hoppers Crossing.
3029, represent.
Swappers
and,
Crossing.
Yeah. And Swappers Crossing. Well, you know what goes on I always love your observations of the world of bogans. It's someone I can relate to bogans as well, very much so.
Yeah, I love bogan news. There's sports journalists, there's political journalists. Yep. I'm a bogan journalist.
Excellent choice. Right?
Generally,
right.
if you want to find bogan news, you can just type the words Bali and Jetstar into Google News. Something's going to come up.
But I'd throw jet ski in there as well.
Jet ski, that's always good.
For me, is anything involving a jet ski involves a bogan.
Well, some of the classic bogan news stories that I've covered this year, clown on P&O cruise ship sparks mass brawl at buffet.
Oh, that's great.
Gold.
Queensland man loses hand, breaks leg in home explosion while making rocket. Police investigating brawl in showbag hall at Royal Adelaide show. But over in France, like Australia doesn't just have bogans, they get around. They're around the world.
Where else has
over bogans? In France.
France does not have a bogan.
France has got bogans.
Over in France, there was teenager gives birth on nightclub floor, baby gets free entry for life. But I think my favourite one of all time was earlier this year. It's quite a long heading, but it sums up bogans. A South Australian tradie who kung fu kicked a motorcyclist, threw himself at a moving car and assaulted a man sleeping in his bed in a bizarre Bali rampage, says he can't remember any of it.
That is gold.
This is what we need on 60 Minutes. We need hard-hitting stories like
man
this.
Man gets a birth on a dance floor at a nightclub. This the one I heard, which I've never forgotten.
Yeah.
Here's a woman who gave birth in the car park of a strip club. And it was, and I remember thinking at the time, they're really struggling to get men to go to the birth these days. And I couldn't help thinking, like, would you give her two names, like her real name and a stripper name? Like, this is Louise, or you can call her Chardonnay.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the beer taps are firing back up to celebrate CUB took the tap torch to pubs across Australia. Visit your local today, loveofyourlocal.com.au. Big shout out to our friends at Mix 94.5 in Perth, the great state of WA, the home of Michaela Cash, Australian politician and Australian senator, and friend of this show too.
Senator Michaela Cash, she's a minister for employment. It's one of her portfolios. Now, a reporter asked Michaela about the idea of Aussies supporting restaurants by having a curry for the country.
Yeah.
And remember Scotty, our PM, said, you know, he loves a curry and do your right thing, have a curry for the country. We'll have a listen to her reaction when he said this.
Bad call from the government is to go and have a curry for the
country. Go and have a curry for the country. Hey, I'm going to tell the Prime Minister that one. A curry for the country. I love it. I love Indian food. It's my favourite food. I promise you I will do that.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well,
she really is.
Or you could go and smoke a crack pipe for the country.
She's so enthusiastic. That's what I love about Michaela. She really is enthusiastic and she's going to get right. She honestly makes me happy.
Enthusiastic?
Yeah.
That's over the top.
Seems positive, doesn't she?
We have got, I think James is saying yes, we have got.
Yeah, she's on the phone right now.
Right, who? Michaela?
I believe Michaela.
Is Michaela Cash on the line now? Hello, Michaela.
Oh, hello, Mick. Hello, how are you? I laugh when I hear myself back like that.
Have you had a curry for the country?
Oh, curry for the country? I've had a Weet-Bix for the weekend, mate. I'll tell you what. I'm having a burger for Byron, a schooner for the schools, and Subway for the suburbs. I'm going all out. Isn't it great? And you know what I love? You know my favourite food?
What do you love?
Oh, Indian, Mick. Oh, what do you have? Started on a curry puff. Oh, if I have a vindaloo, look out! Oh, just clear the toilets for a while, everyone.
You can have a vindaloo for Victoria. There you go.
A vindaloo for
listen. All right.
Listen, who would you? It's very important for the country to get back on its feet. That's all I want to say.
What about a yogurt? Who would you have a yogurt for?
Oh, mate, oh, you're pushing it now. A yogurt for Yarrambat. There you go. I believe that's somewhere in Victoria, isn't it? What about,
what about a dimmy?
There you go.
A dimmy? Where would you have a dimmy for?
Oh, that's easy. A dimmy for Darwin. Oh, they love it there.
Oh, you're too good. Go and have a lie down. Please go and have a lie down.
Did I tell you I love Indian? Oh.
Hey, I think your hair might be on too tight. Loosen it. It's getting your head done. Oh, there's a head. Done. She's a nut. She's a complete nut and nut, Michaela Cash.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
For Carlton and United Breweries, they've taken the tap torch to pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au to support your local today because the beer taps are firing back up to celebrate. Thanks, CUB. This is Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back in studio live. That'll be July 13. Now, Mick Malloy, he actually got tested for COVID-19 a few weeks back because he was feeling a bit crook. But anyway, come back negative. But it seems the Danes are coming up with robots for COVID testing.
Big news coming from... where do the Danish come from?
Denmark.
All right, from Denmark.
Oh, God.
Okay. What's happening?
Well, I know they make a good strudel.
What's happening in Denmark?
I know they make a good strudel.
No, they don't make strudel. The Austrians make strudel. Oh, God, you're ignorant. Stop it.
What's happening in Denmark?
I was watching The King and I the other day, and it's like a...
Oh, my God.
It's like an historical document. That's how it would have been in
the
Siam.
The King and I is nothing to do with Denmark.
I know, but I prefer Siam to modern-day
Which
Thailand.
Which it's not called anymore.
But Siam was a good joint. Danish. We're making an apple Danish.
Yum.
Home of the apple Danish. So the Danish scientists have created a robot that can take your COVID swab. Have a listen.
Okay, open up, toots. That's the way. Nice and wide. Just be a jiffy. Exterminate. Just joking. Ta-ta. All right, next, please, nurse.
Wow, it sounds quite aggressive.
That's a Swedish Dalek.
That's a Swedish. I'm not going to let it check my prostate.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, we're just about done for the day. Thanks for tuning in to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off Day number 4. July 13, back live in studio again. My name's Dangerous Dave. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, big show tomorrow because Jim Jefferies will be on from Los Angeles in his bunker. Andy Lee. Oh, and pop superstar Rob Thomas as well. That's tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries.
Thanks for listening to the Kennedy Malloy Catcher. As your local reopens, you can show them your support by buying a beer voucher at loveofyourlocal.com.au. CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. It's good to be back.